Today we're building an advanced old-school DNB transition in Ableton Live 12, designed to flip a clean section into a deep jungle atmosphere right before the drop. This is not just a filler moment between phrases. In drum and bass, the transition is part of the story. It changes the emotional temperature, resets the ear, and makes the drop feel bigger because the contrast is stronger. We want that classic jungle feeling where the track seems to go from organized to haunted, from tight to murky, from dry to drenched. So the goal here is a 16-bar transition zone, or an 8-bar version if your arrangement is tighter. Think in phrases. That's really important in DNB. We want the listener to feel the shape of the section, not just hear a bunch of random effects. Start by placing locators for the key moments. Pre-transition, tension build, fake out or break flip, and drop entry. If you're working around 174 to 176 BPM, the last four bars before the drop should feel more unstable than the earlier part of the transition. That's where the energy starts to bend. Now let's build the rhythmic engine first, because in old-school jungle and DNB, the drums do a lot of the talking. Take a classic break or a sliced break phrase and put it into simpler or drum rack. If you're in simpler, switch to slice mode by transient and lower the slice sensitivity until the break feels musical rather than over-fragmented. You want controlled looseness, not perfect machine tightness. That little bit of drag and imperfection is part of the character. Duplicate a 1-bar break and turn it into a 2-bar variation. Remove a few kick hits so it breathes. Shift a couple of ghost notes slightly late by maybe 5 to 15 milliseconds. That tiny drift helps create that human, old-school feel. You can also layer in a short, crunchy hat or ride to glue the motion together. If the break feels too rigid, use groove pull lightly. A subtle swing can help, but don't overdo it. If the groove gets too loose, it stops sounding like DNB and starts drifting into something else. We're after tension and propulsion, not a lazy shuffle. Now we need atmosphere, and this is where the deep jungle vibe really comes alive. Create an audio track called Atmos Print. This is your resampling lane. You can print filtered break tails, reversed cymbal fragments, reverb returns, a bit of vinyl noise, or chopped pad stab. The whole idea is to make a haunted bed of sound that sits under the drums and slowly evolves. On that Atmos Print track, chain auto filter, echo, hybrid reverb, and EQ8. Start with a low pass on auto filter somewhere around 700 Hz to 2.5 kHz, depending on how dark you want it. Keep the resonance moderate. Add echo with a short rhythmic delay, maybe 1/8 or dotted 1/8, with feedback in the 20-35% range. Keep the modulation subtle so it doesn't turn into a wash that's too glossy. Then use hybrid reverb with a small or medium space, or something with strong early reflections, and keep the dry/wet fairly restrained. Finally, use EQ8 to high-pass the atmosphere so it doesn't step on the sub. That's a really important teacher note here. Atmosphere should feel big, but it should not steal the low end. If the ambience is fighting the bass, the whole transition gets cloudy instead of cinematic. A great advanced move is to bounce a version of the atmosphere, reverse it, and tuck it underneath the live atmosphere. That gives you that sucked into the drop sensation. It's subtle, but it feels powerful. The listener may not notice the trick consciously, but they definitely feel it. Next, let's design the bass flip. In deep jungle and darker rollers, the bass shouldn't just vanish. It should mutate. Use operator or wavitable for a steady sub or a resource. Then process it with saturator, auto filter, and utility. Keep the sub mono with utility at 0% width. That part matters a lot. The low end needs to stay locked in the center, especially when you're using wider effects on top. Automate the bass filter so it closes down before the drop and opens sharply on the first note of the drop. You can move it from roughly 180 to 300 Hz up toward 1.5 to 4 kHz, depending on how exposed you want the transition to feel. Add a little saturation, maybe 2 to 7 dB of drive, to bring out the harmonics. The musical idea here is call and response. In the first four bars, you may only hint at the sub. In bars 5 to 8, let the res or mid-bass start appearing on offbeats or syncopated notes. In bars 9 to 12, drop the bass out for a beat, then bring it back with a little more dirt. In the final bars, use one last note or pitch down tail right before the drop lands. This is classic DNB tension design. You are withholding information, then releasing it at the right moment. That contrast is what makes the drop hit. Now let's add space with return tracks, because the transition should feel like the room itself is changing. Set up two returns. One should be a short, dark room. The other should be a longer, dubby tail or atmospheric wash. On the short return, use hybrid reverb with a compact space, strong early reflections, and a low cut to keep the low end out. On the longer return, use echo with filtered feedback and a more spacious hybrid reverb, then clean up the mud around 300 to 500 Hz with EQ8. Send specific elements into these returns: snare ghosts, reversed cymbals, chopped break tops, maybe a vocal stab or tonal hit if your track has one. Then automate the sends so they rise in the last two bars, before the drop, and cut sharply on the first downbeat after the drop. That creates a scene change. It's not just reverb for width, it's part of the arrangement. In old-school influenced DNB, the space should feel like a physical room the drums are moving through. Now for one of the best tricks in this style. Flip the break with a drum fill instead of just using a generic riser. Instead of relying on a white noise sweep, build a one-bar or two-beat fill using a snare flam, chopped break ghosts, a short kick pickup, a reverse break fragment, and maybe a very short cymbal choke. Process the fill with drum bus for weight and crunch, then saturator for edge, and glue compressor if the fill is layered and needs cohesion. Keep the rhythm believable. The best fills in jungle often sound like the break got briefly possessed. They feel alive, not preset. A small snare stutter and a reverse tail can do more than a huge festival-style whoosh. Now shape the mix so the transition feels massive without destroying clarity. Use volume automation and filters rather than simply making everything louder. Dip the kick and bass for a beat right before the drop, then bring them back clean. High pass the drum bus a little during the atmosphere heavy section if needed. Increase the atmosphere return sends as the section peaks. Raise reverb or echo wetness only on key hits, not everything. If the arrangement is already dense, you can even do a brief spectral thinning move so the drop has more space when it lands. And check mono compatibility. Keep the sub mono, let only the upper atmosphere widen. That one decision will save you from a lot of low-end mess. A very effective arrangement move is to mute the full drum bus for a tiny moment before the drop, then let the fill hit by itself. That split second of space can make the next downbeat feel huge. At the end of the transition, you want a contrast move that changes the emotional color. Don't just slam into the drop with no setup, give it a shape. You could do a half bar of filtered drums only, you could use a sub drop with no top percussion, you could let a reverse atmosphere swell collapse into a dry snare hit, or you could bring in a short, bass answer phrase that disappears right before the full drop. If your track is leaning more neuro or more surgical, make the first bar after the drop dry and tight. Less reverb, tighter drums, cleaner bass. If it leans more jungle, let the transition spill a bit more. More break residue, longer tails, more grit, and a looser first bar. The key question is emotional. Do you want the transition to slam cleanly or collapse into the new section? Pick one and commit. If you try to do both at once, it just gets vague. A few coach-style reminders here. Micro contrast is everything in this style. Don't animate every lane equally. If the drums are busy, let the atmosphere stay still. If the bass is moving, keep the break simpler. Use almost silence as a device. A removed kick or suddenly dry snare can hit harder than another FX layer. Also, print and recut whenever possible. In this genre, resampling often gives you a more authentic result than endlessly tweaking live devices. If you want to push the vibe even further, here are a few variation ideas. For a tunnel collapse feel, narrow the stereo field on the atmosphere during the last two bars, darken the hats, and let the final snare land drier than expected. That makes the drop feel heavier, because the air seems to fold inward. For a ghost groove version, keep the drums half present. Remove the main kick pattern, leave ghost snares and shuffled hats, and let the bass come back in fragments. That's great for a deep jungle section where you want motion, without a big obvious buildup. For a dub pressure version, lean into delay and space. Use echo throws on selected snares, a longer filter movement on the atmosphere, and a sparse percussion bed. This works really well when you want a sound system first kind of tension. And for an old radio edit vibe, make the transition a little messy in a controlled way. Abrupt mutes, tiny reverse snippets, slight saturation or bit reduction on one layer. It can feel raw and nostalgic without sounding unfinished. One more practical tip. Print your transition effects. A resampled break tail or reversed ambience will usually sound more integrated than a library sound dropped in from nowhere. That's how you make the section feel like it belongs to the track rather than sitting on top of it. Here's a simple practice challenge to lock this in. Build one 8-bar transition in Ableton Live 12 using a sliced break fill, one atmosphere lane from a resampled texture, a bass automation pass with auto filter and saturator, one dubby return track, and one final fake out before the drop. Then print the whole thing and compare it to the original version. If the transition still feels cinematic when the bass is muted, that's a really good sign. It means your drums and atmosphere are doing the heavy lifting properly. So to recap the core idea, old school D&B transitions work best when the drums, atmosphere, and bass all evolve together. Use break edits as the rhythmic engine. Build deep jungle atmosphere with filtered resampled textures. Automate the bass filter and distortion for tension. Keep the sub clean and mono. Use return tracks for controlled space. And land the drop with clear phrase logic and strong contrast. If the transition feels like a scene change, not just a fill, you're in the right zone. That's where the magic lives.